The word safari conjures up images of Western tourists being driven around Africa in search of big game. But not every safari is like that, as reporter Jake Warga found out on a recent trip to Kenya.
I have 2 degrees in anthropology, so when I travel, I want more to learn about people and cultures than, say, to photograph a napping lion. Game safaris are still the big attraction in Kenya, but I was pleased to discover it's no longer just about seeing the animals. It's also about people and helping.
Understanding culture, understanding the people, you know, spending more time in a village rather than on a game drive.
Mark Silman is the manager at Tribe Hotel, the newest in the capital, Nairobi. As he says, safaris aren't just about seeing the big five game animals. A major theme in safaris now is people, cultures. So I decided to go on one. Unlike my Virgin flight into Kenya, the plane out of Nairobi to the Masai Mara was, well, less of a virgin. The old Safari Link prop plane was small enough that I got to sit in the co-pilot seat. Way fun. The sanctuary at Old Ntili is one of the newest safaris in Kenya. Instead of going on a game drive, I was taken to the nearby primary school, one of five that my safari fee supports. I asked the school's headmaster,
My name is Joseph Jenka.
How the tourist dollar helps.
Without the help, the problems could be so many. So otherwise, without the help, the place could have been bad.
Early African safaris were all about how many animals you could kill. Think Hemingway. Now, it's about how many animals you can save.
Second largest land mammal about to become extinct, particular species of northern white rhino.
Rhino Perini is a luxury tented camp run by the eco-company Game Watchers, and tourists staying here help to pay for the care of 4 of the last 8 known northern white rhinos to exist in the world.
And the daughter is Fatu. Fatu means hope, and Fatu was born in the millennium year. And she's the last captive-born northern white rhino.
Barry White, no connection, shows me what looks like giant breathing boulders snuggled up to each other, mother and daughter.
These rhinos probably have no idea what they represent, the very last of their species or the last opportunity to breathe.
I'm Wilson Olunchai Kasaini, one of the guides at Ambosili Perini.
Ambosili Perini, a low-impact tented camp near the southern end of the Mara, was the first to use the pay-to-conserve model by leasing 13,000 acres of land from the Maasai community. With no cattle, vegetation previously overgrazed returned, as did elephants after a 20-year absence.
Lions are also now getting to get used to the conservation area, cheetahs as well.
The income generated from guests pays for staff salaries, area rangers, and overall maintenance of the conservancy.
The reason why it was created is to try to uplift the lives of the locals to a non-poverty community.
The modern safari is still about seeing big game, and sure, I saw elephants, rhinos, lions, and lots of insects. But I also saw people working hard to preserve their culture and land by working with tourists. I can't say whether my fellow camera-toting travelers and I are doing good works, but the modern safari is designed to appreciate that we're all one tribe living on the same fragile planet. For The World, I'm Jake Warga.